Talk Business Arkansas is brought to you by the Arkansas Farm Bureau, the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, Noble Strategies, the Arkansas Healthcare Association, and Delta Trust and Bank.
Robbie Brock, welcome to today's Talk Business Arkansas update. Let's hop right into our top business story. Walmart Stores says it's troubled with the breach of trust from one member of its corporate ranks who recently played reporter at a February 1st officers meeting and proceeded to distribute his or her personal notes in an email to a Bloomberg journalist. Company officials say the notes were not an official document of the company and are, quote, wildly inaccurate statements taken out of context. Walmart's U.S. CEO Bill Simon said this week during an investor conference in Orlando that the infamous email was one of 10 million outgoing emails sent that week from the corporate offices. What do corporate culture experts think of the situation Walmart's contending with, not to mention how the retail giant's been handling the events? You can check out all the details on our website at talkbusinessarkansas.com. Now, when we come back, we'll run through some of the political highlights of the day. There was a lot of action at the Capitol. Plus, we'll sit down later on with Senator Jason Raypert. He is the chairman of the Senate Insurance and Commerce Committee. He's also been the lead sponsor on the controversial Senate Bill 134, the fetal heartbeat bill. I'm Roby Brock. This is Talk Business. We're back after the break.
I don't think it's going to be an easy conversation because they are very strong-willed. I think it's going to be important to us that we know that you're somewhere in a facility that looks after you, has compassion, has care, and you respect it. I mean, I'd love to look after them. I'd love to be able to take care of them, but I don't think I could. That'd be a wrong choice on my part.
Arkansas's skilled nursing and assisted living centers provide quality care for our seniors.
Farm Bureau helps protect its members in more ways than you might think. They've always been the voice of agriculture in Arkansas, working on behalf of folks like me when nobody else would. And Farm Bureau stands for the values that Arkansas families care about. They've protected my right to farm and make a living, which helps everybody who likes food on the table. You know what they say, Arkansas counts on agriculture, and agriculture counts on Farm Bureau.
The Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The State Chamber AIA is the leading voice for business at the state capitol and serves as the primary business advocate on all issues affecting Arkansas employers. Our mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent anti-business legislation, regulations, and rules. Now more than ever, business matters. Learn more at ArkansasStateChamber.com.
Well, politics at the Capitol today was a full-fledged contact sport. Here's your top headlines. With 56 votes, the Arkansas House overrode its second gubernatorial veto of the session, a second abortion restriction bill, Senate Bill 134, dubbed the fetal heartbeat bill, was passed again. It now goes into law. The bill's primary sponsor, Senator Jason Raypert, joins me later in the program. The floodgates may be opening on tax-cutting measures at the Capitol. A Senate tax panel approved two tax breaks and one tax increase on Wednesday. Senate Bill 463 by Senator Jim Hendren would exempt armed services personnel from Arkansas income taxes. House Bill 1399 by Representative Joe Farrar would add a deduction for state income tax purposes for volunteer firefighters on purchases and equipment. Both bills head to the full Senate. And Senate Bill 5 by Senator Bill Sample also passed. It raises an existing timberland tax from 15 cents to 20 cents per acre. It would raise an estimated $700,000 annually for the Forestry Commission and be used to buy bulldozer equipment for containing forest fires. And on a sad note, former Arkansas Senator Bill Walters of Greenwood, who served in the Senate for 18 years, has died from complications related to his battle with pancreatic cancer. The Greenwood Republican was 69 years old, and former State Representative Bobby Newman, 86, of Smackover, passed away in his sleep at his home on Sunday. He was the owner and president of Smackover Insurance Agency. Newman, a Democrat, served in the Arkansas House of Representatives for 30 years, from 1969 to 1998. Two good guys who gave a whole lot to service to the state of Arkansas. They'll be missed. When we come back, we'll sit down with Senator Jason Raypert. He has been the focal point of a lot of controversy and a lot of media coverage in this legislative session. I'm Roby Brock. This is Talk Business. We are back after the break.
Noble Strategies is a bipartisan state and federal government affairs firm with a successful track record of providing effective advocacy for business, government, and nonprofit entities. Noble Strategies provides service in areas such as lobbying, public affairs, trade association management, and marketing campaigns. Learn more at noblestrat.com.
I was looking for a bank that could best protect my finances.
This shared my passion for my business's potential.
A bank that offered investment expertise.
Lending support. Insurance guidance.
A bank that delivered full financial support.
That's how I found True Balance.
True Balance.
From my bank.
From my bank.
Delta Trust and Bank. The expertise to meet all your financial needs.
One of the real advantages of Electric Cooperative's membership is having a voice in our state's energy future.
Not a week goes by without important energy issues making headlines. These are issues that need to be discussed. And you should know that as policies are being developed, the cooperatives are looking out for our members, advocating what's best for you.
We are your friends and neighbors.
We are your local electric company.
The Electric Cooperatives.
We are
Arkansas.
I'm joined now by Senator Jason Raypert. He is the chairman of the Senate Insurance and Commerce Committee. Thanks for being with us.
Well, glad to be here with you.
You've had a busy day today, yeah. And you've had a busy session so far. Mm-hmm. Today, as we sit down, you just got the final word that the fetal heartbeat bill, Senate Bill 134,
that's correct.
That veto was overridden in the House. It is now law of the land in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. What do you think now that the whole process is over?
Well, it's been very interesting. At first, I've got to say I'm just very grateful. This is an issue which has become something much different than when we first started out. I never thought that simply standing up for human life would bring the kind of incoming fire that we've received. But I understand. And so I'll say first, I'm grateful. People have stuck by me through this. And he told me I could say former Senator Hank Wilkins, now Representative Hank Wilkins, came down to the Senate chamber just now to shake my hand, said, I'm proud to have stood with you today. And he said, the media asked me why I did so, and he said, it's because it's the right thing to do. And that's a big deal. That's good for the state because, protecting human life is not really a partisan issue. This is a human issue. Yep. And to see people like Hank Wilkins, who typically you don't see them working necessarily with Republicans, though Hank has had a history of doing so, that made me feel good because I know it is the right thing to do. And here's the thing, you can still get an abortion in the state of Arkansas up to 12 weeks, and of course there are exceptions. But the simple fact of the matter is this, we're a civilized nation. And there's no other civilized nation in the history, modern history, that has 53 million innocent lives on their hands. Through contraception, if you so choose to use it, through education, there's no reason you have to wait to 12 weeks and take a human life just to exercise your choice. You have all the choices available to you early on. I had an email from a young lady in Russellville, Arkansas. And she emailed me and said, Senator, thank you for this bill. She said, I was become pregnant as a teenager, went to the abortion clinic, and they did an ultrasound. They pinned the picture of the ultrasound up on the curtain and they walked away and said, prepare yourself for your abortion. She said, I went to that ultrasound picture, 12 weeks. She said, I saw the hands of my baby. I saw the feet of my baby. I saw the legs of my baby. She said, and I turned around and I got out of that clinic. Mm. This bill allows us to have a more rational policy. And I believe that in our nation, we're better than this. we can do better. There's no reason to continue to take 1.2 million human lives a year. We can prevent pregnancies, and we can educate, and we can help people make proper decisions, but I do not think that taking a human life that has a 95% chance of survival is the humane thing to do, and so we're standing for life.
It's a divisive issue, no doubt. Now, this thing more than likely, the bill, now law, more than likely gets challenged in some sort of court somewhere at some point in time. Do you involve yourself in that litigation if that comes to pass, or do you hand this over to someone else and say, I've done my legislative duty, it's up to you guys to go from here?
Well, obviously there have been firms, national firms, that have actually argued before the Supreme Court that said they're willing to stand with us. The only one that I feel free to tell you at this particular time is Liberty Counsel. Liberty Counsel submitted a letter to the governor's office and the attorney general and to the Speaker Pro Tem and the Speaker of the House and stated that they believe the bill is sound law. What's interesting about this, Roby, is that we conceded every typical area of contention. So all of the areas that typically have been fought over, I conceded those immediately. And we settled in on the 12 weeks for two primary reasons. Number one, in Arkansas, if a woman is in a crosswalk and she actually is run over and that baby in her womb were to die, a person could be charged with fetal homicide if the baby is 12 weeks right. gestation. So we've now squared Arkansas law to be 12 weeks on both sides of that coin. The other thing is, and by the way, nobody's challenged that. The other side of that coin is that Roe v. Wade said states have a right to regulate abortion at approximately the end of the first trimester and the beginning of the second. That's 12 weeks. And so again, we think it's good law, and the eyes of the nation were on Arkansas today. And the Arkansas House of Representatives, 100 members, it was all in their hands. And they passed the strongest pro-life bill, I'm told, since Roe v. Wade. And I'm proud of them. I'm proud of every one of them for standing up for life.
To the politics of it, some too. Obviously, Governor Beebe felt that the bill is unconstitutional as part of the reason that he issued the veto on it. You disagreed with that. You guys are working and collaborating on other things, such as a tax cut bill. Mm-hmm. Is this in any way personal between you and the governor? Have y'all had a conversation about this? And where does that relationship stand?
We've kept it cordial. Obviously, I asked him, and I'm told that some of his own members asked him, not to veto this bill. But he chose to do so. And you know, I swore to uphold the Constitution as well. So when you tell me that you swear on the Bible to uphold the U.S. Constitution and the Arkansas Constitution, there's two things to remember. The U.S. Constitution says nothing whatsoever about abortion. But the Arkansas Constitution has an amendment that was passed by the voters in the state of Arkansas
right.
that says that we are going to protect unborn life from the moment of conception. So as far as I'm concerned, I believe that the only violation of the Constitution is when a person sworn to uphold the Arkansas Constitution goes against a tenet of that Constitution. That's my opinion. What is better said is that case law has governed abortion rights in this nation. For over 200 years, life was honored. That was the precedent. It was 1973 with nine men in the Supreme Court carved out a completely new right in the 14th Amendment that heretofore had never been carved out. And so what's happening today is that America says 53 million babies are enough. 4,033 babies in Arkansas in 2011 were taken out. That's more than we lost in 9/11. Where's the outcry? So,
well, to my point though about you and the governor, I mean, what has been the status of the relationship?
He's been cordial with me. And when I went in there and talked with him the other day, I said, Governor, I've just given you an opportunity to sign a bill that will save untold thousands of lives. And you said you wanted to get rid of the death penalty in the state of Arkansas, and you would spare the lives of convicted murderers who are serving on death row.
You told him this?
Yes.
Yeah.
I said, I'm pleading with you because the same spot in your heart that would allow you to spare the life of a convicted murderer that killed an innocent person should be the same place in your heart that would allow you to spare the life of innocent children. Mm. And so I pleaded with him to do that. He made his choice. Now, we're both adults. I honestly believe you shake the dust off your feet when you deal with one issue and you go to another one. They're tremendous issues that I'm very proud to be a part of here. One, the sales tax on groceries. The governor and I disagree on one point. I think we ought to get rid of the entire sales tax on groceries. Arkansas is one of the few states in the nation that continues to tax a basic ingredient of life, which is food. We have a poor state, third highest state in poverty amongst children in the entire nation. I think it's immoral that we tax groceries for the people of the state of Arkansas. So we agree on the fact it should be gone. I'm ready to get it over with now. Mm-hmm. But I'm honored to come to compromise, and that's what we're sent down here to do. That if he can't support getting rid of it immediately, then we're going to work on it with the breakpoints that he has to get rid of it in good time. So as for Jason Rapert, walk up, shake the governor's hand, thank him for the opportunity to help him on the sales tax. And on the other issues, we have to deal with the Medicaid expansion issues. We have to deal with the exchange issues. And the exchanges have suddenly become front and center here because we've moved away really from the concept of full Medicaid expansion. Yeah. And so the Insurance and Commerce Committee is going to be dealing with what form of an exchange do we finally utilize. And so,
where do you stand on that right now? Let's segue into that topic.
Well, first and foremost, I'm completely against the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare. So that's where I need to be clear with you about that. I think it was an unfunded mandate. I think it is complete overreach into the lives of Arkansans and other states. And many people agree with me. However, we didn't win that battle. And so we now have choices to make. And what's happened here in Arkansas as it related to the exchanges, the Affordable Care Act said you could use nonprofit exchanges, state exchanges, and federal exchanges. This partnership concept happened out of consternation over the fact that people were not moving. Mm-hmm. And so the federal government said, okay, we will come in and allow to a certain degree these partnerships. So the partnership just sort of evolved, and that's where the governor and Commissioner Bradford have been headed with the exchanges in Arkansas. I believe that the legislature has a duty to act. I believe that the legislature has a responsibility to act. There was a bill offered in 2011 to set up an exchange here in Arkansas. That bill was pulled down in the House. Right. We've never voted on an exchange. We've never made our voice come out clear on this issue. So I set up exchange hearings. We had two different days of hearings. We have had nearly 20 different presentations on exchanges from different groups and stakeholders here in Arkansas. I especially wanted them to look at the nonprofit exchange because it's an option that never has been fully vetted here. The nonprofit option would allow a nonprofit board to be set up, which would actually govern the exchanges in the state of Arkansas. The governor would have appointment power to the board, the legislature would have appointment power to the board, as would the insurance commission, and there would be stakeholders involved. It's truly set up as a nonprofit entity that would be authorized by the legislature to govern the exchanges. Think lottery, scholarship, and the oversight committee. Mm-hmm. So you have the lottery commission, you have an oversight committee. And so if we were to go down this road, you would have an oversight committee for the health exchange, and you would have the nonprofit board be in charge. What's important about that is there's a firewall between state general revenue taxpayer funds. That exchange board would be in charge of managing an efficient and a fair and keep it in the black. They would be responsible for
this. Is where you want to see that conversation about exchanges go at this point in time, to this nonprofit concept, or do you just want to vet the concept at this point?
We're vetting it, but I will tell you this. I'm a conservative. I want less bureaucracy. I want to keep government red tape out of the lives of individuals and especially business owners. We have enough impediments to business in our state already. I don't want to see other burdens on business. So if I'm a conservative and I want less bureaucracy, I don't want to create another monster in state government. I also do not want the federal government intruding into the lives of Arkansans. On this issue, conservatives, my colleagues, all of us, we have to step back just a moment. Until we knew the rules, I said, I don't want to play your game, federal government, if I do not know the rules of the game. Therefore, I didn't want to get saddled with their mess. Said, you go ahead and take care of this. But now that we know more about the process, now we know that they're going to hit us with a kicker of 3.5% premium tax
right.
on top of the already 2.5% we have.
To run the federal exchange.
That's right. I decided, you know what, we need to look at this a little bit stronger because I don't want to increase costs for people in the state of Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And then when Sebelius came out and surprisingly agreed to some Republican requests, that could we forego Medicaid expansion and utilize the exchanges to bring more coverage for people? They said yes. And so I believe that we need to make a decision. We're probably too late to get a nonprofit exchange going before January 1, 2014, but we can put in place the process to begin heading towards that direction. I believe in the long run, it's gonna be tough for implementation of the Affordable Care Act across the entire nation because we're not the only state with reservations.
Right.
But I believe that given what I believe are bad options, I want to choose the best of those options. So if you had to ask me today, I'm for the nonprofit exchange model as long as the rules stay the same, that we know what they are. But we'll see.
How important with this new flexibility that we've been given here at the state to take the Medicaid dollars and to use them in a private insurance option through these healthcare exchanges, how important is competition in terms of bringing in other potential insurance companies not doing business in Arkansas or helping those with smaller market share get a bigger stake so that there's not an 800-pound gorilla, Blue Cross Blue Shield, dominating the healthcare market?
If I'm not mistaken, Blue Cross has 70% of the market share here in Arkansas. I'll be honest in saying, I've had several people tell me that they view that as a monopoly on health insurance in the state of Arkansas. I think it's an issue. I believe in free markets. If Blue Cross Blue Shield has the best game in town and they're offering the best rates and the best service, maybe that's why they have 70%. If they have 70% market share, not because they have the best options, the best service in Arkansas, then maybe we need some new players. So I believe in a free market as best that we can have that. And so I believe that as we get into this, there's a lot of details are unknown right now because there's rates to look at, there's populations that are going to be served by these different companies to look at. And as you know, some of the questions and reservations of some members are the fact that they feel like there will be certain populations still underserved because a company says, I'm just not going to write down in the Delta. So we have a lot of things to look at, but I believe this. The governor has been open to working with us on this, and I appreciate that. And I'll just say something about this too. If you don't mind, I'll take it as personal. You're talking about the relationship. You know, my family took a lot of fire. We were attacked viciously on the bill that we first started talking about. And I want to say this, in spite of the political differences on issues, I want to give credit where credit's due. Governor Beebe could have never treated me more graciously and his staff than they treated me after we received threats to our family. And I told him that I would always be willing to give him that credit. He didn't ask for it. But what I love about Arkansas at the end of the day, we can battle things out, but we're Arkansans. Democrats love this state. Republicans love this state. Independents love this state. And even political, when you come to political loggerhead on things, we still can pull away and come back again on a different issue and get things done. That's what I want to do. I love building bridges. I don't like burning them.
Last question for you. I know you're tired. I know you've had a long day. You're hungry. Do you guys get the answers that you need and put something in place for Medicaid / private option this session, or do you think that it's going to have to be dealt with beyond this regular session? Can you get it done before you sign EDIE?
That's a big question that I don't think I can answer that. There are other people that should be in the room for us to be able to answer that. There's too many people involved. I can tell you this. It's incumbent upon us to make a decision. Part of the reason that America is struggling is because Washington cannot make any decisions. Washington gridlock is contagious. And I don't want to see us get into that environment. Many people used that during the elections. They didn't want Arkansas to become like Washington, D.C. Well, Roby, we're closer to there than you might think. And so as long as we're all trying to get there, I think we can get something done, and I think that people want us to get something done so that we can all know the rules, know how to play the game, and make our decisions and move forward. So I hope that we can get it done, but jury's still out on that.
All right. Senator Jason Rayford, he's the head of the Senate Insurance and Commerce Committee. Thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate you on this long day. I'm Robbie Brock. We'll be back tomorrow with another Talk Business Arkansas update. Thanks for watching.
Talk Business Arkansas is brought to you by the Arkansas Farm Bureau, the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, Noble Strategies, the Arkansas Healthcare Association, and Delta Trust and Bank.